Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
The Warriors losing here in Portland to the Trailblazers, 139-119. Now, tonight was going to be a tough night, we thought, coming in because of the energy and the fact that the Warriors had that really hard game the night before against Denver. Very emotional, really tough. The Warriors didn't get here until to the hotel until about 2:40 this morning. You know, it's not a complaint. Everybody does it. But I think there are such things as schedule losses in the NBA, and I think tonight was one of those. Nothing against Portland. Portland is, I think, a team on the rise, and they're certainly not going to be an easy out here as it has been maybe in years gone by. The Blazers have snapped a 9-game losing streak to Golden State. The Warriors had their way here for a number of years. In fact, the last time that the Warriors had lost to Portland was February 8th, 2023, lost here 125-122. So they had won the last nine, 13 out of 14, but the Blazers break through with a victory tonight. Now, head coach Steve Kerr will have his comments coming your way in just a little bit. Tonight, you know, you look at the play of the Trailblazers, I thought they were aggressive. I thought they attacked the Warriors, and Portland played to their strength. They've got long, active, young wings. They attacked the Warriors with their driving kick game, and I think one of the guys that really set the tone, especially with an 18-5 run to end the first half. In this game tonight, I thought the Warriors had too many turnovers, obviously, 25 turnovers resulting in 25 points. You're not going to win when that happens. And really, Portland gave them a chance to regroup throughout this game. The first nine turnovers the Warriors had, there were no points scored by the Trailblazers, but the Warriors either lack of energy, not enough gas, and simply did not protect the ball very well tonight. And really, it was across the board. Not one player. Everybody had a hand in it, as well as Steph Curry played. He had four turnovers. Draymond had five. Kuminga had four. And just about everybody up and down contributed to that malaise. The Warriors are 2-1. And I think if you looked at the beginning of the year with a game at L.A. and then the back-to-back home and at Portland, I think 2-1 doesn't look bad at all. I think that's a pretty good way to start. And you beat two teams that you believe will be in the race for positioning in the West. So it's always good to get a win against those teams early to try to maybe set up a tiebreaker if you win the head-to-head series. Now, Portland could get back into the playoff mixture this year as well. And again, I expect that come springtime, they won't be out of the hunt, that they may be mathematically alive, and I think they may have some meaningful basketball games here in Portland come February, come March, and for their hopes, the hope to come April. And Tiago Splitter, I think, did a very nice job tonight with his game plan, and I think his comments before the game, he said, look, we're just going to talk basketball in the room tonight. We're not talking about all the other stuff. And I think that showed tonight because it seemed like they were happy to be on the basketball.